warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. Brothers who are doing second Jummah are kindly requested to move forward. Jazakumullah. Jazakumullah. May Allah reward you all. Jazakumullah.
Alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruh. ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا وسندنا ومولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم تسليمًا كثيرًا كثيرًا أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والذين جاهدوا فينا لنهدينهم سبلنا وإن الله لمع المحسنين صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الأمي الحبيب الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي Let's read Durood Sharif. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim innaka Hamidum Majid. Allahumma barik ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad kama barakta ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim innaka Hamidum Majid. Respected elders and dear listeners, Alhamdulillah, we should be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He has given us this day of Jumu'ah once again. It's the best day of the week, the day of Jumu'ah. We should be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He has given us tawfiq and He has given us the ability to come to the masjid and to perform salah. It's only through the tawfiq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, when we show that gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He'll give us more tawfiq in future. Because you know Allah says in the Quran, لَإِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ, that if you show gratitude, if you do shukr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on what Allah has given you, then Allah will give you more. Allah will give you more. So that's not just with the material things of this world, that if a person has got wealth, he thanks Allah, Allah will give more. Yeah, that's right. But that also has to do with the tawfiq that Allah gives us. You know, when Allah has given us the tawfiq, for example, we read a Quran. Today we open a Quran and recited half a juz of Quran. Thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that, oh Allah, I was able to recite the Quran through your tawfiq, oh Allah. Next time we'll get more tawfiq from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we are able to help someone, if we are able to donate some money in charity, we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that, oh Allah, I was able to do it only through your tawfiq, oh Allah. When we do shukr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will give us more tawfiq to do in the future. So we should thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we are able to come to the masjid and offer our Jumu'ah salah. You know, just imagine there will be so many brothers out there who wants to come to the masjid, but probably their health is not allowing them to come to the masjid. They're not able to come to the masjid. And there are so many of them who are not able to come to the masjid. So we should be showing that gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that alhamdulillah we are here in the masjid to offer our Jumu'ah salah. Today what I would like to mention is that if you look around in the world today, you'll witness that there are so many hardships and a person is going through so many difficulties. Wars are going on and a person is in difficulty, hardship, stress, depression. That's what we are looking generally. If you look around in the world, all over the world, you know, generally speaking, that's the condition. Now, during this time, during this condition, we should remember one thing always, that as a believer, it's our duty and responsibility that we do not just harm someone. One is that we all know that we should not cause harm to someone. We should not cause discomfort to someone. We all know that. But as a believer, we should know that we need to go a step beyond that. We have to go a step beyond it. See, one is that I should not be harming someone. MashaAllah, that's good. Through myself, no one should face any difficulty. No one should face any hardship, any discomfort. That's the duty of a believer. But as a true believer, our duty and responsibility is a bit beyond that. And that is that if someone else is in difficulty, we should try our level best to help them. We should try whatever we can to go and reach out to them. In whatever capacity we can. Because everyone's capacity, everyone's level is different. You know, your level might be different to mine's. My level might be different to you. Our level is different to the level of the person who is on the government level. So everyone's level is different. But whatever we can do to reach them out, to help them, we should be doing it. That's the duty of a believer. That's the duty of a believer. We should try our best. And at the same time, we should also remember this, that when we are trying our best to help them, we should not be pointing fingers at others that, see, I am doing this, he's not doing this. I am doing this, but he's not doing this. No, we do whatever we can. Stop pointing fingers at others. Probably they might be doing something that you are not able to do. Yeah. So, you know, when we see this hardship, people in difficulties, firstly, we should remember that as a believer, we should try and reach them out in whatever way we can. Whatever way we can. You know, it comes in hadith. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, مَنْ كَانَ فِي حَاجَةِ أَخِيهِ كَانَ اللَّهُ فِي حَاجَتِهِ. What does that mean? That means that whoever tries to take a person out of difficulty that he is in, you find out of someone that he is facing this hardship, and you are trying your best to help him, or to help her, to help them. مَنْ كَانَ فِي حَاجَةِ أَخِيهِ. Whoever is helping someone else, remember, كَانَ اللَّهُ فِي حَاجَتِي. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will help you in your needs. Allah will help you in your needs. When we try and fulfill someone else's need, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is looking after our need. Yeah, that's the hadith. That's not my statement or my sayings. Is the saying of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we all know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran that whatever Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, it's not from his side, it's from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَمَا يَنْتِقُ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحْيٌ يُوحَىٰ. It's from the revelation that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends down on Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that whenever we try and fulfill someone else's need, by the time we are trying it, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is fulfilling our need. مَنْ كَانَ فِي حَاجَةِ أَخِيهِ كَانَ اللَّهُ فِي حَاجَةِ. And then the hadith goes on to say, وَمَنْ فَرَّجَ عَنْ مُسْلِمٍ كُرْبَةً فَرَّجَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ بِهَا كُرْبَةً مِنْ كُرَبِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. أو كما قال sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That means that whenever a person tries to take someone out in difficulty, a person is in difficulty in this world, in hardship, you are trying your best to take that person out of that hardship, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take you out of the hardships, from the hardships of the day of Qiyamah, of the day of the Akhirah, in the hereafter. So when we are trying someone who is in difficulty in this world, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take us out of the hardship that we'll face on the day of Qiyamah, on the day of Akhirah. So just imagine, that's the benefit and the importance of when we try our best to reach out to those who are in difficulty. So firstly, you know, the least that I'm sure we all can do is making dua for them on a daily basis. Taking out time and making dua for them. You know, sometimes we take this to be granted or lightly, that, oh, what my dua will change. No. It can change a lot. Dua is a very important and a very powerful weapon of a believer. So we should never ever lose hope from the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and never ever should we think that what my dua is going to make an effect. No. That's the least that we can do. And you know, not that we have come to the masjid and we have raised our hand and we're just making dua for them. No. We take out time on a daily basis, especially for those who are in difficulty. Take out time, a specific time, whether it's for 2 minutes, 3 minutes, 5 minutes, whatever we can. But we do that on a daily basis, and then inshallah we'll see the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala descending. So, you know, if you look around in the world, we see lots of hardship. But we should also remember one thing. That Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has, you know, revealed, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has brought this Islam, it's not there to be finished. Never ever should we think that this ummah is going to die. I'll just give you a brief, history from the time of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the companions. I'm sure we all have heard the first main battle of Islam, the battle of Badr. In that battle, the Sahaba, the Muslims, were only how many? 313. Only 313. And the enemies were in thousands. And the Muslims had sticks with them. No major weapons, nothing. Only but two horses, few camels, not even, you know, very few of the material things of this world, any weaponries with them. But they witnessed the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon them. Then came Uhud. In Uhud, 70 sahabas were martyred. 70 companions were martyred. You know, the enemies, they thought that, oh, this is the end now. Muslims are not going to stand up again. But then Muslims stood again. Why? Because the Muslims has that special relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and with Islam. Then came Ahzab. There's no time to go into detail. In Ahzab, the battle of trench. In Ahzab, the Sahabas were 3,000. And even from them, the Muslims, 3,000. And even from them, Sahabas were only 2,000. 1,000 were the hypocrites, the munafiqeen. And on the other side, the enemies were 11,000. And at that moment, in that battle, you'll see in Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, the Muslims, they dig a trench. And looking at that trench, the munafiqeen, they said, you know, the promise that was made to us that we are going to be victorious, it's all bekar, it's all useless. إِذْ يَقُولُ الْمُنَافِقُونَ وَالَّذِينَ فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ مَرَضٌ مَا وَعَذَنَ اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ إِلَّا غُرُورًا. When the munafiqeen, when the hypocrites, they looked at the trench, they said, oh, it's just, you know, useless things. We are not going to be victorious. But looking at that same thing, the same trench and the enemies in front, what did the companion say? The companion said, هَذَا مَا وَعَذَنَ اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ. This is what we have been promised by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Why did they say that? Because of their relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because of their connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Their connection with the Qur'an. Their connection with the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So today, my brothers, when we look all these hardship going around, I need to ask this question to myself. We all need to ask this question to ourselves, that what is my duty? What is my responsibility? What's my zimmedari? What am I doing? What is my responsibility? You know, we can't just sit whole day long and just start complaining about them. Oh, they are not doing this, they are not. But ask ourselves that what am I doing? What's my responsibility? Remember, Islam is not there to finish. You know, no matter how much the enemies they try, they're not going to harm the, you know, the status of Islam. You know, I'm sure we've all heard the enemies, they try to paint the cartoon of our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah says in the Quran, وَرَفَعْنَا لَكَ ذِكْرَكَ, and we have raised your mention. O Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we have raised your mention. No matter how much a person tries to lower it down, they'll not be able to lower it down. Because Allah has raised himself. Allah has raised the status of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then who can take it down? No one can take it down. So no matter how much they try, they're not going to harm the status of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But at the same time, it's my duty, it's my responsibility, that what am I doing? I've got the seerah, I've got the life of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam in front of me. How much am I trying to live my life according to the seerah of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam? You know the Quran that we've got, the sahabas had the same Quran with them. They were reading the same ayats as we read today. But they had that connection with the Qur'an. How much of connection am I got with the Qur'an? How much of time am I giving for the Quran? You know, they say, a scholar said it so beautifully, he says that today we take pride that, oh, my son has mastered in English so much that he is teaching an Englishman. That's good. We should be, you know, we should be doing that part as well. It's nothing bad in it. But think for a moment that we take pride in this, that, oh, we have mastered in English so much that we are teaching an Englishman. We are teaching English to an Englishman. I need to ask this question to myself. Have I even tried to understand that much Arabic so that I can understand my Quran? Let alone teaching it to someone, at least trying to understand Arabic and trying understand the basic Arabic so that we understand the Quran. What are we reading in our Quran? You know, we read Surah Al-Fatiha. I'm sure, you know, at the end of the day, if I was to ask you, how many times have you read Surah Al-Fatiha? I'm sure we'd all have to need to count. Oh, let me count how many times have I read. Because we read it in our salah. We read it in every rak'ah, Surah Al-Fatiha. But then unfortunately, we find so many of us that we do not even know what are we reading in Surah Al-Fatiha. So, you know, brothers, when we look at this hardship, it's my duty, it's my responsibility that firstly, we should all make this intention today that I need to fulfill my duty. I need to fulfill my responsibility. And that is connecting ourselves firstly with Quran. You know, if we connect ourselves with the Quran, you know, it will develop within us the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the love for the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and then we'll see the change in our life, we'll see the change in the life of, you know, of our family members, of our society, and the whole city, whole community at large as well. So we make this intention today, I make this intention, we all make this intention that we think what I need to do. And we start doing that, we start, you know, building that relationship with Quran, building that relationship with our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And inshallah, slowly, slowly we'll see that our connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will also improve. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the ability to act upon what's being said. Ameen ya rabbal alameen wa akhiru da'wana and alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Sunnats can be performed now. Jazakumullah. Allahumma salli.